To a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Gloria Sarmiento, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Friday, May 3, 2024, with news, with sports, with music. And we'll have a piece that I wanted to share with you on day trips that you can take from Buenos Aires. This is an article that was published in the Buenos Aires Herald that is pretty interesting, and it may provide you some useful information for a potential trip that you take to Argentina, in particular to its capital, Buenos Aires. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrae@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555. And then, of course, Buenos Aires, Argentina. You can send reception reports both ways. And you can also check out the website of RAE, rae.com.ar, where you can listen to our station as a podcast or via streaming. In terms of the shortwaves, this program is at 10:30 p.m. UTC time, Mondays to Fridays, on the frequency of 5,850 kilohertz. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. The OECD formally kicks off the process for Argentina to join as a member. The Argentine government increased the minimum wage to $230 a month. Ecuador defended before the ICJ the invasion of the Mexican embassy in Quito. Heavy rains have already left 13 dead in Brazil. Diego Maradona's relatives ask for his remains to be moved to a special mausoleum in Buenos Aires City. Sports: Racing Club was eliminated by Talleres de Escalada in the Argentine Cup. And these are the news. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development started the process for Argentina to become a member. In Paris, the OECD Secretary General, Matthias Cormann, handed a roadmap to Argentine Foreign Minister Diana Mondino. The document details the conditions for membership without establishing an admission date. As part of the accession, the OECD will evaluate Argentina in several areas, such as trade, investment, and the fight against corruption and climate change. Now the work begins in earnest, Minister Mondino told the press yesterday. Cormann, for his part, asserted that this was a historic moment and that OECD practices will improve the economy and the lives of Argentines. If Argentina becomes a member, it will become the fifth Latin American partner of the group, following Chile, Costa Rica, Colombia and Mexico. Mondino is in France as part of a tour that included China and will continue in Belgium and Portugal. Meanwhile, the Argentine media is echoing certain statements made by the foreign minister during an interview in the French capital. Asked about an inspection of a China-run space base in Patagonia, she said that it was not possible to identify whether its personnel were military because, quote-unquote, the Chinese are all the same. The comment was condemned by several opposition leaders who described it as shameful. But the minister today came to clarify her remarks and said that she meant that everybody in the base was a civilian, and that's the meaning of saying they are all the same. That's to say, they are all civilians. The Argentine government increased the minimum wage from approximately $200 to $230 a month. The executive established it by decree, unilaterally, due to the lack of agreement in negotiations with companies and unions. Over the last few days, the main umbrella unions of the country have been pushing for an 80% hike in the minimum wage. But business chambers instead proposed an 8% increase for May and 5% for June. The dispute comes against a backdrop of high inflation, which in March alone was 11%. In any case, the Javier Milei administration assures that the index is in a downward trend and is confident that it will be in single digits this month or the next. Due to heavy rains, 13 people have already died in southern Brazil, according to local authorities, who also reported 12 injured and 21 missing. More than 40,000 people have been affected by the rains in the state of Rio Grande do Sul, bordering Uruguay and Argentina. In this context, the state government called on the population to remain alert and to avoid going near the rivers because of the risk of overflowing. The government of Ecuador defended in The Hague its decision to storm the Mexican embassy in Quito on April 5. Before the International Court of Justice, the Ecuadorian delegation described the police raid as an isolated incident. This week, Quito sued Mexico before the court because it considers that its diplomatic mission did not respect international and local laws. The controversy was sparked when Ecuadorian police raided the embassy to arrest Ecuador's former vice president, Jorge Glass. He was convicted for corruption, but claims to be a politically persecuted person and requested asylum in Mexico. But the Ecuadorian government denies Glass qualifies as a refugee and ordered the raid because what it claims was the risk of him fleeing the country. For the case, Mexican authorities denounced the South American country before The Hague for violating the sovereignty of its embassy. Diego Maradona's relatives want to transfer his remains to a special mausoleum in the city of Buenos Aires. This week, the prosecutor's office of the court investigating the death of the idol supported the initiative, and now the final decision will be in the hands of the judges. The project is promoted by four of Maradona's children, Dalma, Janina, Diego Fernando and Hannah. They want their father's ashes to be placed in the so-called Memorial of the Number 10, located in the Puerto Madero neighborhood of the Argentine capital. The former Boca Juniors and Napoli player passed away in November 2020 while recovering from a head operation. A court is investigating whether the former player died due to negligence of the medical team attending him at his home. After a massive funeral at the Casa Rosada, Maradona's body was buried in a private cemetery in Bella Vista, province of Buenos Aires. And now, sports. Talleres de Remedios de Escalada made history in the Argentine Cup by beating Racing Club 2-1. This is a team that is in the third category of Argentine football and won over one of the so-called Big Five of Argentine football. In the round of 16, Talleres won in the final minutes with a goal scored by 18-year-old Diogo Guzmán. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
Coming up, we're gonna go over a list of day trips that you can take from the city of Buenos Aires. But that will be after enjoying this great track by Los Rodríguez, an Argentine-Spanish group founded and headed by Andrés Calamaro. Para no olvidar, to not forget...
Perdido. Esta parte de esta noche ha venido un recuerdo encontrado para quedarse conmigo de un tiempo lejano. Esta parte ha venido esta noche otro recuerdo prohibido, olvidado en el olvido. Sentimentalmente para remediarlo voy a quedarme contigo para siempre, pero puede que te encuentre últimamente.Tanto me confundo con la gente, sentimentalmente nuestro por ahora es el nido que el olvido ha destruido. Y si el viento me devuelve a tus orillas serenamente, será dormido serenamente, será dormido. De un tiempo lejano a esta parte haberperdido, sin tocarme la puerta, recuerdo entrometido de un tiempo olvidado. Ha venido un recuerdo mojado de una tarde de lluvia, de tu pelo enredado. Como siempre que se cambian los papeles, voy a quedarme dormido en tu cintura. Y si me despierta el día presumidoDéjame quedarme un poco en las alturas, para qué contar el tiempo que nos queda, para qué contar el tiempo que se ha ido. Si vivir es un regalo y un presente, mitad despierto, mitad dormido.
RAE, Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
al mundo.
Okay, folks, I wanted to share with you a piece that was published on the Buenos Aires Herald called Herald Favorites, Day Trips from Buenos Aires. And it's about day trips that you can take from the Argentine capital, which is certainly something that many people do when they spend for, a week in Buenos Aires. After a couple of days in the capital, they feel like getting out of the city and seeing something extra. And these are some options that were listed by journalist Fernando Romero Núñez for the Buenos Aires Herald. I'm going to read his piece on the air. Not all vacations in Argentina require an hours-long expedition to lounge at the beach. For those who spend the hot and humid summer days in Buenos Aires, a quick weekend getaway to break the routine can be a boost for the upcoming summer, or the upcoming spare days. Obviously, this was written during the summer, but it applies for the whole year. Whether you're desperate for a change of scenery or just eager to have some mates under the shade of an umbu tree, here are five of the Herald's favorite day trip destinations. First, Carlos Quín, located just 86 kilometers northwest of Buenos Aires. The small town of Carlos Quín is ideal for a day in the countryside. Founded in 1888 as a water replenishing spot for trains transporting grain from Luján to Pergamino, the town blossomed until service stopped in the 1970s. Now, the 500 inhabitants town feels like a trip to the past. The historic train station, the church, and most of the 8 blocks of the town preserve the early 20th century style, making it ideal for photography. The Rural Museum offers insight into the lives of those settling there over 100 years ago. Lately, the town's biggest draw has been the 20-odd restaurants serving traditional countryside food like asado a la estaca, asado nailed to a rack over the fire, empanadas, and more. On the weekends, you can also enjoy the artisanal fair offering products like cured meat, organic jams, and locally harvested honey. Next, La Plata, just 58 kilometers southeast of Buenos Aires, the provincial capital of La Plata is a different spin on city life. With its 112-meter twin spires, the Catedral de la Inmaculada Concepción, the cathedral, provides an unmistakable landmark. It is the largest neo-Gothic place of worship of South America. The Paseo del Bosque, 60 hectares of forest full of poplars, oaks, ombúes, eucalyptus and willows, is great for some rest in the shade. There, you can also find La Plata's Natural Sciences Museum, a two-story exhibition on the evolution of nature, from the Big Bang to the beginnings of human cultures. Check out the fossil of an Argentinosaurus, one of the largest known land animals of all time. Found, yes, in the Argentine province of Neuquén. If your kids remain unimpressed, you can take them to the República de los Niños, the Children's Republic, an educational theme park with child-sized buildings, mechanical games, a train, and plenty more activities to keep the whole family occupied. Now San Vicente, we move some 66 kilometers south of the city to find the perfect spot for nature lovers and history buffs. On the shores of the Ojo Lagoon, the city of San Vicente would be a great place for a day trip by itself. But the Quinta 17 de Octubre, the 17th of October Quinta Museum takes it to another level. As some might have guessed from the name, that's because it's found at the 19-hectare Quinta San Vicente that former President Juan Domingo Perón acquired with his wife Eva Duarte in 1946. The museum holds the biggest collection of objects and documents belonging to the former president. You can also see the train used by Argentine presidents to travel around the country between 1912 and 1989. Even if that's not your cup of tea, there's the ecological reserve around the lagoon, the Santa Clara de Assis Chapel, built in 1875, and the plethora of eateries you can check out. Tigre. This one is a classic. If you are desperate for a day on the beach but can't visit one of our favorite beach towns, you can always go to Tigre in the northernmost part of the Buenos Aires metropolitan area. Located right on the Luján River, a feeder to the Río de la Plata, there are plenty of beaches on the many islands of the delta, often equipped with places to eat and activities to enjoy. Just blocks away from the Tigre train station are the docks, where you can find the collective boats to take you for a guided tour of the islands. While the Paseo Victorica offers an incredible display of turn of the 20th century architecture, beachside restaurants, and an art museum with a collection of Argentine art from the 19th and 20th century. If you are in for some shopping, the Puerto de Frutos offers a wide range of decorative and artisanal products in wood, wicker, and pottery. There are also stands offering delicacies like nuts, honey, and different jams. And finally, we've got San Antonio de Areco. If the railway station of Carlos Quín feels all too modern for you, San Antonio de Areco is the place to go. Some 119 kilometers from Buenos Aires, the city became the capital of national heritage in 2015. The city and the nearby towns provide a good peek of the country at the beginning of the 19th century. The pick of the bunch is the Gaucho Museum Ricardo Giraldes. Named after the author of the Argentine literature classic Don Segundo Sombra, tours allow you to spend the day immersed in gauchoesque scenery and daily life. For a break, you can enjoy empanadas in pulperias, where antique riding tackle jostles for shelf space with the dusty bottles of vintage tinctures, or stop off in one of the many artisanal ice cream parlors. The town holds a festival of gaucho traditions every November. Plan your trip accordingly to see horse riding displays, dexterous demonstrations of rural stewardship, and traditional dances. Well, a great piece written by Fernando Romero Núñez for the Buenos Aires Herald, an English language online newspaper that you can Google and read again as Herald Favorites, Day Trips from Buenos Aires. All right, folks, let us listen now to some music before signing off, and it's time for some cumbia. It's Friday, the weekend is upon us, and let's share some cheerful, danceable music to get us in the right mood. And this is, I think it's the most popular cumbia band in the country at the moment, Los Palmeras, featuring as a guest a super popular singer of folk music, Chaqueño Palavecino. Together, they perform this track called Double Life.
En una reunión, ahí la conocí y me deslumbró y ya nunca más la pude dejar. Esta situación no va para más.
estoy viviendo en mis dos casas, mis dos mujeres.
Estoy con una, extraño a la otra, vivo corriendo, sobresaltado.
Querido amigo, dame un consejo, las dos me brindan todo su afecto.
Gracias a los Palmeras por estar en la historia de usted, hermano querido.
Gracias, Oscarcito.
Escúchame, tenemos que conversar. Ya mi situación no la aguanto más. Y con tu opinión hoy quiero contar. Cuando estoy a solas me pongo a llorar.
Todo comenzó en una reunión, ahí la conocí y me deslumbró, y ya nunca más la pude dejar. Esta situación no da para más.
Hoy no me mira, estoy viviendo en mis dos casas, mis dos mujeres.
And before signing off, let's go over the headlines again. The OECD formally kicks off the process for Argentina to join as a member. The Argentine government increased the minimum wage to $230 a month. Ecuador defended before the ICJ the invasion of the Mexican embassy in Quito. Heavy rains have already left 13 dead in Brazil. Diego Maradona's relatives ask for his remains to be moved to a special mausoleum in Buenos Aires City. Sports. Racing Club was eliminated by Talleres de Escalada in the Argentine Cup. In this way, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English, which was operated by sound technician Gloria Sarmiento and hosted by yours truly. My name is Fernando Farias. This show is aired Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time on the frequency of 5,850 kHz, and also via internet on rai.com.ar and via our app for mobile devices. Thank you very much for listening. Have an excellent weekend and join us on Monday for a new show of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, in English. Bye.